All right, question number three tonight. What about Christians and doctors? All right, turn to Colossians chapter 4. Now, I'm sure most of you don't have any problem with this. We simply bring it up because it is a question that comes around a lot. There are some churches that don't think you ought to go to doctors and you ought to just believe God, you know. All kind of crazy stuff. You can get anything in churches these days. There's a wacko on every corner. There's churches that don't believe you ought to get transfusions. There's churches that don't believe you ought to go to doctors. There are churches that teach you you're not really sick, you just think you're sick, you know. What you need to do instead of getting well is get your head straightened out and you'd know you weren't sick. There's all kind of foolishness out there. And so sometimes the question arises, is it right and proper for Christians to go to doctors? Of course, the answer to that, to any sane person, of course it's all right. Now, let me show you very quickly from the Word of God, and we'll go home tonight. In Colossians chapter 4, verse 14, Luke, the beloved physician, and Demas greet you. Now, Paul's writing the letter. The Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul's had his brains beat out a couple of times. He's been horsewhipped a couple of three times. He's been shipwrecked a couple of times. He spent a night and a day in the ocean. Paul's a sick man. He's got all kind of problems. And so Paul takes a doctor with him all of his life. When Paul gets down to the end of his life, in 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 11, he said, only Luke is with me. Oh, Luke, the physician, the doctor, stayed with Paul right down to the end of Paul's life. Now, why did he do that? Because Paul needed a doctor. Don't you ever worry about going to a doctor. You need one, man. Crying out loud. Go. Now, let me give you some admonitions about using doctors. First, in Matthew chapter 9, verse 12, the Bible said, they that be whole need not a doctor. Implying what? I mean, if you're well, you don't need one, but if you're not well, see, they that be whole need not a doctor. The opposite of that is they that be not whole need a doctor. If you're sick, if you've got a problem, you need a physician. Now, God's given some men some real wisdom and some learning, and they can help you sometimes. You get infections and stuff, and you don't get some treatment, you probably end up in an early grave. Amen? You say, well, should you go to the doctor first? No, I wouldn't do that. Let me tell you how I'd handle it if I was you. If I get sick, first thing you ought to do is pray and ask God to heal it. Do that first. Say, Lord, you can save me $40 if you'll just heal this thing. Amen? I won't have to take a day off from work. And I won't have to pay that quack down there. And I won't have to go down to Revco and get that high dollar prescription. If you'll just heal this thing, I sure would appreciate it. So not only will I feel better and give you honor and glory, it'll save me a lot of money. Amen. I'd pray for God to heal it. And if he didn't, I'd go to the doctor. And when I went to the doctor, I'd say, now, Lord, help this old fool. Give him some brains. Help him to find out what's wrong. Lord, give me a doctor that will take a culture and tell me what kind of infection I got, what kind of bacteria it is. Don't just... you ever go to one of them doctors and you got strep throat or something and that old nut gives you some antibiotic, but he never takes a culture or anything. He says, well, let's try this for a few days. Try this for a week. If it's not any better, come on back and give you a 30-day supply. Well, he wants you to try it for a week. Why don't he give you a week supply? I never understood doctors. They give you 30 days worth of medicine that you got to buy, and he wants you to come back in a week if it don't work. When he could have taken a culture and 24 hours later told you exactly what kind of fungus or bacteria or whatever it was and given you the right medicine for it and had it knocked out in 10 days. I don't understand doctors. But anyway, that's how they do it. But if I had to go to the doctor, I said, hey, Lord, bless the doctor. Give him some brains. Help him have some wisdom. Help him give me the right medicine. Help him diagnose it. And Lord, bless the medicine. I wouldn't leave God out of it at any point. I would ask God to heal it before I went to the doctor. If it became necessary to go to the doctor, I'd implore God to bless the doctor and aid the doctor and use the medicine.
Amen.
He said, well, what if that don't work? Then I'd be calling somebody. I'd say, Wednesday night church service, listen, I prayed and asked God to heal this thing, and he didn't, and I went to the doctor, and he gave me medicine, and it ain't worked. I need the church to pray with me about this problem. That's exactly what I'd do. Matter of fact, I'm one of the people, when I've got a real problem, I call everybody I know to pray. I call all the preachers I know. And I say, would you get your church to pray? I'm not joking. Every time I've got a bad situation in my life, I get everybody I know praying. It don't bother me one bit to pick up the phone and call 25 preachers and say, would you pray and would you get your church to pray? And so far, God's got me out of everything.
Amen.
He said, well, what if that don't work? Then I'm going to get me a couple of free preachers and some deacons, some people I got some trust in, and we're going to pray and anoint me with oil. You say, you think it works? Sometimes it does, sometimes it don't. I'll give it a shot. My mother was almost dead, and she wanted to be anointed with oil, and so I called Bobby Utley and Dr. James Lentz and had them fellas come down, and we anointed my mother with oil and prayed over her, and she lived a year. You know what we prayed when we prayed for her? She said, don't pray for God to spare me. She said, I know I'm going to die. She's a sick woman. I mean, she's realistic. She said, would you just pray that God would give me a good mind and help me to enjoy, you know, what she wanted was quality of life while she was alive. And she had it right up to the very end. Last few days, she kind of lost her mind when the cancer got in her brain. But up until then, she had a good quality of life. Even though she knew she was dying, she could talk and carry on and converse, and she managed to stay at home the whole time. That's the answer to prayer. Amen. I don't know what you pray about, man, but if I'm sick and things ain't going well and my family's sick, I'm going to get somebody to pray. Amen. When my mother was in the hospital, she had a heart attack while she was in the hospital, and they gave her a little shot, $2,000 for this little shot. And what it does is it stops the heart attack in progress. Of course, it's going to wear off sooner or later, and the heart attack is going to complete it.